topic for this week is Hilchos Yichud. Unfortunately, this week we only have two chances to learn together, so I did my best to combine a number of different shurim I would have liked to give on Yichud, to first give an introduction, to understand what the Isser is, and if you will, what the Heterim are. And tomorrow we will give a shir focused on very, very practical Yichud, common Yichud shilas, both in the workplace and just in general, that come up halacha lemaisa mamish all the time, and it's very, very important, obviously, to know this. So we start off in the Gemara in Kedushin and Daf Pei Aleph discusses these isurim, and the first question was, what is the isur exactly? Is it an isur min haTorah? Is it an isur min derabbanan? Divrei Kabbalah. Lo yachad adam shtei nashim. So a person is not allowed to be alone with two women. Aval isha achas mityachedet im shnei anashim. So does anybody know why that is? Why is there a difference between man and woman? So for example, the Mishnah says, a man is allowed to, lo yachad, a man can't be alone with two women, but a woman is allowed to be alone with two men. Yes, Yoni.
I think it's because the other man acts as like a shomer. He's embarrassed to do something in front of him. Whereas a woman, she's lightheaded. She's easily
beautiful. Exactly. So I won't use the word lightheaded, but a woman is embarrassed, so she will keep the secret. It's interesting. You would think the man would keep the secret, right? So obviously, we're talking about a case where they're us or to each other. They're not allowed to be doing anything. So the man has a big mouth, and he's going to tell everybody. It's going to be a WhatsApp. He's got pictures. He's got a whole gansa maisa. When it comes to the woman, she's embarrassed, and she goes ahead, and she doesn't want to tell anybody about it because she's embarrassed. And in fact, that's what the halach is. So, fine. So that's very, very important in general. The Gemara then discusses, okay, Tanya Rabbi Eliyahu, Debe Eliyahu, Hel v'nashim datam kalos. Okay, so you did quote the Gemara. Minayin, what does it mean? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Shmuel, Remez liyuchud min haTorah minayin. Shnei Amar. So it gives the pasuk Sefer Devarim. So the question is that why exactly is this so? Why? Not why is this so? But why do we say that the Isser is Remez haba davar? So what? I'm sorry. Right, that's exactly the question, right? So if a person, meaning, obviously, but, so the reason is, the easiest reason to give, is that when we look at the pasuk is not so mephorish. And we have this a lot, and this is important to know just in general, when we're learning, and certainly when we're delving into what will future become halakha. So here, pasuk in Parshas Re'eh, maybe, it says, you know, it is talking about Yichud. Ki yisir scha achicha benam ben imcha obincha obitcha, right? So he says that if your brother, your son, your mother, or your son of your daughter, or your wife, right, or your friend, will entice you secretly by saying, "Let us go and worship other gods." So this is talking about the Avodah Zarah. So, but then we see that there's an inyan here of Yichud, maybe. Very interesting. So, what exactly is going on here? So, remez, so then I would say, why would you even say the word remez? Why don't you say what? Midirabanan, something like that. So that's the yisod of our question today. Not the yisod of everything we're discussing, but we see the same thing in the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Ala yichud, v'nabnua yichud araisu? No, damar Rabbi Yochanan, mishun Rabbi Shimon, ben yutztok, remez liyichud min haTorah. Right, the same thing, the same pasuk it quotes in Parshas Re'eh. What exactly does this mean? We have another Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Lamed Vav, Yichud, Devat Yisrael Deraisu! Exclamation point. The Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishun Rabbi Shimon, right? You're talking Remez LeYichud Mishun. It's the same type of idea. So let's just start. First thing is, what's the Isser? So the commentary on Eben Ezer is the Beis Shmuel. The Beis Shmuel quotes. Obviously, I would say the three possibilities, but really the two possibilities. We'll discuss the third possibility in a moment. Min haTorah mid derabbanan. He's not sure. The Aruch HaShulchan is very sure, and he says obviously it's innocent min haTorah. There's no question about it. Rav Elchanan Svechter, in his Shelos HaTshuvos, not to be confused with Rav Elchanan Wasserman, with his Shelos HaTshuvos Ein Yitzchak, writes the min haTorah. For sure, there's an issue here. However, even if you tie it to me that it's an Isra Midrabanan, he said, it's such a strong Isra, we have to be careful. Ke'ena Doraisa. Maybe we'll see in a moment in Rambam's Divrei Kabbalah. It's Ke'ena Doraisa. Why? Because this is a takana from even before David HaMelech. We saw last week, Shlomo HaMelech, right, was masaking different, we talked about Netilas Yadayim. This is even before David HaMelech. So says the Ein Yitzchak, it's a very, very serious Isser. The Gemara discusses, when does the Isser not apply? Who does it not apply to? So who does it apply to? Your actual mom. Your mom doesn't apply to your grandmother, right? And in the case of a woman, doesn't apply to their father. Sister is going to be a question, right? Sister, in general, we say, not for today, but generally we say that is so, that it applies to a sister. This is an important halacha l'maisa as well. How far we go with a sister. So it is possible that we can say that when it comes to a sister, it doesn't apply. So the question is, let's just understand, what's the yesod? Why doesn't it apply to your mother? Right? So Rashi says over there in the Gemara, why? So Rashi in our Gemara says, because it's disgusting. What's wrong with you people? Right? Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says, there's no yetzahara. At some point in time, the Gemara in Sanhedrin says in Samach Dalid, at some point in time, the Chazal, the Anshei Knesset HaGadolah, davened to the Rabbeinu Shalom. And they asked to abolish the Yetzirah, famous Gemara. Right? But then they said if they abolish the Yetzirah for Avodah Zarah, Shkoyach, they did that. They said, ooh, we're on a roll. Now let's do Arayas. What happened after that? Right? The chickens didn't want, yeah, there was a problem. So everybody, no babies in the world. So therefore, this Isser is lessened. They were Zoicha to a little bit, something that we can't even understand, but there are no Arayas when it comes to your own mother, certainly your own grandmother as well. So then the question is, so how far does this go? So this is the next question. So again, as I said, there are different shitas, lakan or lakan, as far as Isurim when it applies to either your sister, or in case of a girl, to a brother. We're generally not machmir, although people are machmir, but certainly when it comes to a overstay, a person who's going to be staying by his sister's house as not a guest anymore, he's going to be there for weeks and weeks and weeks, that everybody agrees is potentially an Isser. Again, not assuming her husband's not home, right? It's just you and your sister and you want to have a college dorm together, so most poskim will say that is a serious problem. Again, not for now either. When it comes to adopters and machlokes over there, Rav Moshe, Rav Ad Yosef agree that maybe it's not such an issue. Others say that it is an issue. It's not for our discussion, so unfortunately, we just push it. Don't have time. But I just wanted to bring one ha'ara, with your permission. The Gemara clearly states in Kedushin, in our Gemara, that on Pei Aleph, that a man is allowed to be secluded with his sister and to dwell with his mother or his daughter. So that would appear to be, and that's what I quoted you before. It's interesting to note, Rav Meir Arik, in his famous Shu'as Imre Yosher, allows Yichud with a brother, however, with the limitation that is for 30 days. That's what I said to you before, right? After a certain amount of time, so then things become a little bit lax. Rahman al-Islana, it's hard for us to understand this, but we know in the generation that we live in, nothing is surprising anymore. If you watch Jerry Springer, you understand what I'm talking about. So, that's interesting with halacha. So, for example, again, why 30 days? So you can do some lundus over there based on the Gemara Menachos. 30 days means something about putting a mezuzah. That's not for now. Okay. So again, other people say different things. Ramosha has a shuva on this as well when it comes to sister. Again, we don't have time for now. We want to discuss the actual Isser over here. So, possibly Midaraisa, most probable, I would say, Midaraisa. This is the way many seem to paskin and to commit to, that it is an Isser Min HaTorah, which is obviously going to be even stricter, although, again, doesn't matter so much. Maybe that Isser Min HaTorah is only for a man and an erva. An erva, for example, like another married woman. When it comes to all nidos, so the Mishnah Berurah, the Aruch HaShulchan says, yeah, that's also Isser, but maybe not under the rubric of the Isser de'oraisa. doesn't really matter, as I said to you, so much. Hillel and Shammai says, with any woman it would apply. That's what the Gemara continues in Avodah Zarah. The Rambam, most notably here in source number 4 in the Surah Bia, Israel is Yachidim, and that is the real key, the famous Rambam here that many jump upon. What exactly is going on? So he says the isur yichud arayos mipei kabbalah. What does that mean, mipei kabbalah? Yeah, what do you say? Yeah, yishkayich. Who is the Magen Mishnah? Yeah. What does he say? It's Minatara. Right, exactly. So the Machlekes over there on that Rambam, Kesef Mishnah, but also if you look in the Beis Yosef and against the Bach, the same thing. What does the Rambam mean? This is, by the way, it's a general question. The Rambam writes in Midrash Kabbalah a number of times. One that comes to mind is, anybody know? When he says Midrash Kabbalah, I think what he says about getting married. He writes that in Hilchos Ishus, that when a woman gets married, Min Kabbalah for you to give a... to give kesef. Different kabbalah, how can that be? So I'll just tell you a cute little thing. Cute in the sense of rabbi cute. I think, if I'm not mistaken, it was Dr. Fred Rosner. I think I just told the story about how when I was in IDT, so because they did so well, we got many, many different great rabbanim to come. We spoke about Dayan Dunner. So I believe it was Dr. Fred Rosner, I think. So he said he went on a trip to the Vatican. And they made all these special letters and requests before that they want to go to the library of the Vatican, Rahman al-Islam, that have so much of our svarim, maybe even the menorah of the Beis HaMikdash, some people say, but certainly have a lot of svarim that they won't give back to where they belong. First editions, just like that. So they got approval for the request, very stark, and they went down to the library. So clearly they were not stupid. They're not going to let them see all the svarim that are there, not take any pictures or anything like that. And they decided just haphazardly that, because obviously you can't touch anything because it's so old, they're going to open up one of the svarim for them to see, right, and put it in a box and they could look at it. And it was an original edition of the Rambam. So can you imagine tears would come to anybody's eyes to be able to see one of the original editions of the Rambam? And Dr. Fred Rosner said, and amazingly, the Rabbeinu Shalom had it, that the pages they decided to open up, and stumma, they don't know how to read Rambams, was this famous Medivrei Kabbalah that everybody talks about. When it comes to Hilchos Ishur, Shtar Kesef Kedushin, Medivrei Kabbalah, and in that original Rambam, it had the words Min HaTorah, that I have Medivrei Kabbalah. Very, very interesting. So he claimed, this Rambam, no. So this Rambam, I don't know. They didn't turn to that page. They didn't say, okay, turn now to Hilchos Ishur Biyat. No. So, fine. The Beis Yosef says, Remez Zeh Remez. Because the Gemara, he says, we know the Rambam. The Rambam's our friend. The Rambam's introduction to Mishnah Torah says, you don't have to learn Gemara anymore. You should learn Gemara. But you could just learn Rambam Mishnah Torah and you'll know everything that happens in the Gemara. I'm just quoting the Gemara. The Gemara says Remez. I showed you 3 times already. The Bach doesn't like this. The Bach says, no. When the Rambam writes the Divrei Kabbalah, it is a Daraisa. The Mishnah Lamelech says the same thing. The Rashba paskins for us, really, la halacha, if you will, that it's min haTorah. Some like to argue, I think one of the common shitas is that when the Rambam writes min Kabbalah, it's exactly our case, a perfect example. Why? Because our case is exactly this machlokes, meaning, we have a pasuk that we quoted in Re'eh, and we're like, what is that talking about? It talks about men, women, but it's not really talking about yichud. So it's a little bit like, where'd it come from? Okay, it's before David HaMelech, but is it really Min HaTorah? I'm not sure. And this is what the Rambam says. I'm not sure. So almost you can say that there are 3 levels of Isurim or Mitzvah. There's Min HaTorah, there's Midurabanan, and then there's Divrei Kabbalah, which is like a little bit higher. And it makes sense, the word Kabbalah. I can't explain it to you. It's almost a rice. It's not exactly a rice. It doesn't have that same strength. Okay, good. Yash koyach. Now let's move on. So, there are 2 very notable and important heterim, if you will, maybe, to this Isser of Yichud, which is going to be very important for our future discussion of practical shilas. The Gemara in Kedushin and Daf Pei Aleph, Amarava, Bala Beir, Ein Choshushim, Mishum Yichud. Amar Rabbi Yosef, Pesach Pasuach L'Rishos HaRabim, Ein Choshesh Mishum Yichud. So he brings two possible, and I mean possible, heterim here. Number one is Bala Be'ir, literally means the husband's in town. And number two, there's a Pesach Pasuach L'Rishos HaRabim. There's an opening where you can see. This room would be a wonderful example of the yes and the no, in my humble opinion. The front window, or the door here that's open, oh, somebody just walked in. Pesach Pesach L'Rishos HaRabim. Why? So if God forbid, lo aleinu, a person wanted to do anything, so he knows that at any moment in the kol, someone could walk in. Chas v'shalom, not in the kol, but someone could walk in. Okay? Right? And this is a halacha l'maisa, by the way. This is a halacha l'maisa. People, okay, it's true. People don't care. I'll just give you an example, not for now, but of course, you know, my mind runs rampant and I like to say things that are on my mind. So I was in a Hichos Yichus year by Rebbe Meir, Rebbe Salusky, and Rebbe Salusky was asking the following Shaila, very, very interesting Shaila. He was going through all the Hichos Yichus scenarios. This guy raises his hand. I mean, I can't believe this guy would admit it, but this is what the guy said. I can't make this stuff up. I mean, I could, but in this case, I'm not. I got like this. I hear all the heterim. We're talking about Pesach, Pesach, L'Rishos HaRabim. So, what about in the following Shaila? He says, I work late in the office. But in our office, for security reasons, if you're working at 11 o'clock at night, there's always a security guard who goes around to make sure everything's okay. So at any moment, the security guard will come, you know, around to see. So Rabbi Zalewski's like, that's exactly this case. Pesach, Pesach, L'Rishos HaRabim. He says, okay, but what if I don't care about the security guard? And I'll fool around with a girl. I don't care about the security guard. The security guard doesn't care. He's not going to see it. He's just looking for robbers. He's looking for terrorists. He's not looking for me fooling around with, you know, my secretary. Can you imagine this? This is a sheer. Right. And it's a good point, maybe. Yeah. So Zalewski says, the halachas of yichud are not for crazy people, for people who don't care about, you know, people. It's crazy. That being said, on the opposite side, the other shaila, it wasn't a different person. This is how crazy these. This is in Ramat Beit Shemesh. You wouldn't expect this, yeah? So the guy asked another shaila. It's a good shaila, right? He says, how about late at night? So now I'm in the office, everything's okay, and now I walk to my car with the secretary or whatever, with the women in my office. So now, you know, how parking lot, trying to find your car, is that considered to be yichud? Nobody goes out there. So that could be a shaila. This we'll discuss a little bit tomorrow, how long it is, elevators, things like that. But the guy's heter said, wait a minute, there's security cameras all around. So there's always security personnel, we hope, looking at the cameras to see what's going on. Is that considered to be yichud? So there he thought, no. Why? So maybe yes, maybe no. I know you probably know in some places, like they have this on school buses in America, for kids, where they have like one security camera, but every bus has a fake security camera. Meaning it looks like, so it says for the kids are scared to death that they're being filmed. They don't have enough money, the bus companies, to film every single bus to see what, you know, this is to get kids in trouble if they're being rowdy and stuff, or for the bus driver is beating the kids, whatever it might be. And so there's one of them that's working. They switch it between buses all the time. So nobody knows. So everybody's scared. So you can have the same thing over here. Now, this is interesting because when it comes to the halachas of kashrus, there is a kula here that is done by major kashrus organizations that we trust, where they can't have a mashgiach tamidi there. It's just too hard. They're in the middle of Omaha, Nebraska, and there are no Jews there, whatever it is. And they install cameras. And the cameras work. This is something that they obviously, you know, they do this by, every McDonald's lahavdil has cameras by the cash registers. The owners of the place can watch to see that they're not stealing money. So they tell the shet, they say, listen, we're watching you. The rabbis are watching you. I'll tell you a great story. In Ramat Beit Shemesh, there is a shawarma place, but shawarma is what's important about it. It's called Meat Bar. And that place I've gone to a few times. The guy there knows me very well. Get ready to write this down. No, you know why he knows me well? Because whenever I come, he says to me, Tzadik, how are you? He must know me. So that's a common thing in Israel. Like, that's how they get your business. You go to Machane Yehuda, Nunu Tzadik, Tiknepo. I'm like, oh my God, how does he know I'm a Tzadik? This is great. And I always buy there. I'm like, wow, this is great. Fine. So in this meat bar, they have Ashkacha of Rav Machbud. Rav Machbud is one of the top Ashkachas in Eretz Yisrael. Rav Machbud can't have a mashgiach tamid in a little shawarma place. The guy couldn't afford it. So he has a camera. Okay? And he says, I have to tell you, he's had other hashkachas before. I'm not going to mention the ones that he had. He says, this one is the strictest. I'm so impressed. Because literally, I'll get a phone call a few times a day where somebody will call and say, hi, we're watching your store now, one of the mashkichim that's watching all the cameras, do me a favor, please lift up the pita bread. I want to make sure it doesn't look like it's the normal Eid HaRedis one you got. And he said, he was right, because I got it from a different place. It happened to be, there was a reputable hashkacha, but... Or he says, I see you're using the salad, what's going on there? Or I see somebody came into the back of the store, please make sure that nobody doesn't come unless they work. Whatever it might be. So maybe that's good. In this case, it would depend how strict we are. Yes, sir?
A Kinder one with a...
Yeah. And then some.
The milk. In Israel, they have like a problem with that. And it's not given a... They have like, lots of people don't keep to it.
I'm sorry, I don't understand.
It's not Chol of Yisrael, they don't count it. Like a lot of people won't say Chol of Yisrael.
If what? I'm sorry.
The milk ones, where they have the cameras for the...
Yeah?
Yeah, like a lot of people won't eat from it. Why won't drink the milk?
Because the only way that they do it is they have cameras?
They have cameras, yeah.
I'm not aware of that situation. I'm aware of the general situation that the reason why, you know, some people laugh a lot of times, oh, what do you need Mahadran milk for? It's just a joke. So one of the reasons why you need Mahadran milk, those that hold that way, is because they do Chaliva on Shabbos. Because of Tzar Bala Chai, maybe, of different reasons. There's a whole kuntras on this, or a Weitman put out, why it might be Mutter, but they allow, electrically, milking cows on Shabbos. A different heterum in KBY, they have this, they do this in a mutter way. But that's one of the reasons why you have Mahadra milk. You don't have any chashashos that they did it in a way that's not beyadayim versus v'chulu v'chulu. So I'm not sure of your case. Okay, so let's get to these two very important, very, very, very important heterum and see exactly how they apply, if they apply in fact. So number one we said was, we're not choishish if the Baal is here. The second is Pesach Pesurich L'Rishos HaRabim. Question is that what does Baal Be'ir mean? This is going to be the most difficult of them. Here, this very important Tosos, and I'm glad somebody here wrote it. Rashi here and Tosos have a machlokes, a Yisoidis machlokes. According to Rashi, he says, there's a Kula. This is source number 6. L'hakoit, the kula. Tifzei v'alahashta ha'ita. It's not mamish yichud if you want to hold the doraisa. It's not yichud doraisa, but it's still bad. Baal Be'ir is it makes the iser a little bit less. Says Tosfos, what are you talking about? Why would the Gemara quote this heter if it's not a heter? So he says, Akasha de'im kain ma porach the somach Rabbi Yosef. So according to Tosfos, ain yichud Baal Be'ir. The chain, that's the way the Shulchan Aruch paskins. However, it has to be noted, the Chachmas Adam and the Aruch HaShulchan quote Shitas Rashi. They quote Shitas Rashi. So Rav Shechter says the reason why they quote Shitas Rashi is to say you should be choshish. It's very interesting. Baal Be'ir, again, this is a great lesson itself. What does Baal Be'ir mean? The husband's in town. So, the typical example is the following. This happens all the time. The husband is working. Okay, let's say, give my example now. Right? I'm here in the kolo. And my wife is in her cabin. And happens to be, we have a bulb out in our main sleeping room. I would call it a bedroom. In the bedroom. And obviously, because I'm Jewish, I don't have no idea how to fix a bowl.
Five towns.
I don't know how to do this. So I asked one of the workers, excuse me, do you mind? We need a new bowl. Can you come? So all of a sudden, my wife calls, oh my God, there's a man in the... It's Yichud. Oh, Baal Be'ir. Don't worry, honey. I'm here. I can run home anytime. That's considered. Why? And you know why? So why is that okay? How does it help? So what? What?
You're scared.
What? Gemara we did. Yes. She's scared to death. She's scared the husband to come home and catch her. I asked you a question. Is there such thing as Ishto Bayir? Not Baal Be'ir. Ishto, my wife. Same case.
Yeah.
Yeah? Anybody disagree? Why? I'm not afraid, I don't care. What do you think? I haven't thought out the whole scenario? My wife's in the supermarket, my dad. Don't worry about it. She can return any time, but don't worry, I'll hide, all this, I'll make an excuse. Oh my God, she's disgusting, this woman came all over me, it's disgusting, or I was giving her CPR. I'll figure it out, don't worry about it. A woman is generally scared, and therefore the issur is totally different. What? Correct. So, Baal Be'ir means mamish. What does it mean? Does it mean mamish Be'ir or not? Okay, I'll give you an example. I apologize for those people who are not from these areas like England. Maybe you can give me your own examples. But the example given, I don't know, for example, Rav Moshe gives this example. I'll give you Rosh Hashanah Zalman's example so that everybody can understand. There is a place in Israel you probably never know where it's at. It's called Tel Aviv. The town next to Tel Aviv is Ramat Gan. So now you have a husband, it doesn't matter which scenario it is, but let's say the husband works in Tel Aviv, fancy schmancy, or it happened to be in the case of Shlomo Zalman, I think they lived in Tel Aviv and he worked in the Bursa. He worked in the Diamond District. So they're pretty close to each other, but it's a different ear. So Shlomo Zalman said, what matters, it's distance. They're close enough. He can come home. In some cases, in some places in Tel Aviv would be longer. However, really gives this example, but I think this is the codified example. Sisley Ezer, I think, says this similar idea is that, let's say, the following thing in America. So in America, we have something called New York City. New York City encompasses five boroughs. Okay? You like this because we took your names, Queens, right? Brooklyn, which has in it, don't worry, has a place called Kingsborough, that's good. Staten Island, Rahman al-Islam, where my in-laws are from, and all these different places. So the question is, I work in Riverdale, which is one side of the ear, which is the Bronx, and the other side would be Staten Island. Rahman al-Islam, this could take you, if you're lucky on a good day, you know, at least an hour and a half to get there. On a not good day, hours and hours and hours. So that's Baal Be'ir? So of course not. So we can come up with a scenario, Rav Moshe says, Rabbi Willick says, and others, where a person's sitting in Queens, but I know the drive is so long that there's no Baal Be'ir. Or give you a better example, okay? The wife is home, the husband's a doctor. They have a fancy schmancy apartment, mom is across the street from the hospital. The husband calls and he says, honey, I'm about to go into brain surgery. I'll be out in 4 hours. He's doing the surgery. He's not getting it on himself. So, yeah, but what's that considered? He's not accessible. He's in surgery. The wife can call on the cell phone 9,000 times. He can't come home. Right? I would argue, although maybe I'm wrong about this, I would argue the same thing over here. I'm giving a very lumdisha chashu v'shir to you, and now somebody needs me. So they open the door and comes in and he says, hello, how are you doing? Hello, everybody. Your wife wants you. She's waiting for you in the cabin. I said, good, she'll wait for me. I'm giving shir. I'll be done in a few minutes. I'm not going to go out now. I'm in the middle of a shir. It's going on a white Torah. What, are you crazy? I'm not stopping this for anything. Maybe that's the same case. Maybe it's different because I would go home, God forbid, if there was an emergency. So maybe. So Baal Be'ir is a notable and important heter. Question is, how much? On the other side of the sheet, we saw something in the Shulchan Aruch Eben Ezer, which is really important. Shulchan Aruch. V'im, however, v'im haya gaspo. What does gaspo mean? What does it literally mean? Does everyone know what it literally means? He was fat with her. He's fat with her. What does it mean? Kigon, shagadlo ima. Oh, he korvot dato. Oh, kina la baal imze. That would be usher. So Baal Be'ir doesn't apply in many, many cases. Many, many, many cases. Says the Shulchan Aruch, liba gospel means I had a relationship with her. I dated her in high school. For example. Right? Or I text her often. Rahman al-Islam. I WhatsApp her, Rahman al-Islam. So we have a relationship already. So that's a problem. Rav Moshe Feinstein says something surprising in my humble opinion. He says that if there's a relationship that's not a stark relationship, but I, what do you call it? I frequent, I go to the doctor every, to the same doctor every single week. So he runs us in Liba Gospel. We'll do tomorrow exactly how doctors fit in here as far as their professionalism and things like that. But Rav Shlomo Zalman, I'm sorry, this was Rav Shlomo Zalman, not Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe says something else. We'll see tomorrow Rav Moshe's tshuva about doctors. Well, Rav Moshe, sorry, has another heter. Sorry, I didn't get to discuss this. I'll just discuss it just briefly. And that is, what is the age of the Isra Yichud? Most agree it is the age of 9 for boys, Shulchan Aruch, 3 for girls. What about a very old person? He's old, Nebuch. Not Nebuch, Baruch Hashem. He's old, he's 90 years old. Chazon Ish says, a person who's very old, doesn't give exactly, I don't think the age. He's 100 years old. Come on, there's no Yichud there. This is actually a very important Halach HaMaiser, Rav Moshe Tetzel Ezra asked, what about in a case where you have a caregiver? So the caregiver now is going to be Yichud. That's what they're worried about. The guy's 100 years old. So they say that if a doctor can assess the fact that it's impossible for him to have children anymore, so then maybe it'll be Mutter. So Shlomo Zalman said he's concerned with his Heter, because his Heter now is going to be used not just for that person, for a person who can't have children either, or a person who can't, who's 20 years older. He doesn't like the Heter. But Rav Shlomo Zalman did say that if I'm friendly with the person, or it's my friendly doctor, I know him, he's not so sure about the Heter. So the question is, what does Liba Gospel mean? I think nowadays it's problematic. Let me explain to you why Liba Gospel is an inyan. Why? Because here's the following thing. If Bala Ba'ir is around, I'm nervous that my husband is going to come any moment. However, if I have a previous relationship, so we're going to plan the whole thing out. And I'm going to say, listen, my husband's Ba'ir, but he's 10 minutes away, so we have 10 minutes together. Now, if you don't know who the person is, it's Joe the plumber, it's going to take you 10 minutes just to start talking about the fact that you wanted to do something. That's the difference. So if you can go ahead and text the person before they come to your house, and you can say, so, you know, your kugel is really good on Shabbos. How you doing? And it's going to lead to something. So for that's going to be Liba Gospel, and that's going to be an Isser Lekuli Alma Lo Pligi, in my opinion. Yeah. Yeah. No, so that's exactly the problem that Rav Shlomo Zalman had. He said, well, how far are you going to go with this heter? He said, you're going to tell me that somebody who can't, or you're going to say, oh, what about somebody who can't have children, mom? This is talking about a case, mom, there's no way he could have the act of a beer. Because he could have the act of beer. He said, I don't like this heter. I don't know what Moshe exactly meant. So that's basically some of the important heter. Rav Moshe here in source number 10 was asked, so Liba Gospel is not just a heter for Baal Ba'ir, it's also, says Rav Moshe, important chiddush, important, it also applies to Pesach Pesuch L'Rishos HaRabim, maybe? Interesting. The Isha Shabaal Ba'ir B'lo Ridam Tuch L'Rishos HaRabim. The Shaila, first of all, is what Pesach Pesuch L'Rishos HaRabim means. So there are different heterim here. What about a locked door? Meaning, sorry, not a locked door, a closed door, but it's not locked. Is that good enough? So in the door over here and over here, the window, there's a window here. What if there's no window? It's totally closed. So it depends where you live. If you live in Camp Masora bungalow colony, so people just come in and out as they want. They come to your bunk, they don't care. So that possibly is a heter for Yichud, because anybody could come anytime. But in normal homes, certainly in England, I don't think people just open the door and come in. They do something called knocking. So once people knock, that's a problem. Because if you knock, that means you give time for a person to, whatever, run away or so and so forth. So that wouldn't be Pesach Pesuch L'Rishos HaRabim. The literal Pesach Pesuch L'Rishos HaRabim is I'm standing right here by the window with the woman. So what am I going to do? People are watching. Let's say all the windows here are covered. There's no windows. There's no door. It's locked. And now I'm by this window. So this could be a problem. Why? No, who's here? Yeah. Joe the caregiver? Who's not, there's nobody here.
The other people behind.
It's a bear, right? No, there's nobody here. Nobody here. So maybe that's a heter. Maybe. That's a chumrah. That doesn't just mean an out there. This is actually very interesting when it comes to the laws of Yichud and the most famous law of Yichud, which is by the marriage. We call it Yichud Rum. Part of the din of getting married is being miyachid with the woman. Right? The Sfaradim have the famous minhag of the talus. They put the talus over the head. The talus together with the woman, they put the talus over. It's ki'ilu ayud. Right? And there's some say you don't even need a yichud about that. All of a sudden, you're in Eretz Yisrael. A lot of people started to do this because it's a minhag of the yakim also. So a lot of people do the talus on the chuppah. I'm not sure why, but it's become almost like a minhag. I don't want to say a minhag Yisrael, but okay. But most people have this yichud. So what does a yichud room have to look like? It has to be a room that you can be miyached with your wife enough time k'day bia. So what does that mean? So it means you cannot have a room that has any windows in it. So when you go to some of these catering halls that don't know anything about this, right? You go to Vinny's catering hall, he says, yeah, forget about it. I get you, no problem. Hey, I get you a room that's private. And then all of a sudden you come in, there's windows. This is a problem because you have to view. So I've seen some rabbis who have no choice have a heter and they tell the chassan and kala, just go to this corner because you can't really see, you'll be okay. Or they start putting up drapes, all these different things they have to play with in order to be able to do yichud midaraita. It's the opposite of what we're talking about here, but very important nonetheless. Rav Moshe also discusses about driving in a car. Is that considered to be yichud? What? It depends where. So Enoch Hanami here in the country, in Guilford, New York,
tons of traffic.
There's nobody around. At night, you drive. That for sure, most places have the problem. Rav Moshe was concerned in general about the fact you're going on a date. The guy could turn off at any time, go anywhere. It's very strange. We'll see tomorrow, Shiloh, about the ambulance drivers in the Shtachim. Whether there's a heter, I don't know if this even is such a thing. I think it's actually probably illegal in Israel now, in that there has to be at least two people in the car. But okay, in the ambulance, I'm sorry. Whether that's considered to be yichud or not. Okay, there are different people say different things. Mordechai Eliyahu did not understand this chumra of Rav Moshe that you can always turn off. But you're not turning off. Okay, fine. For now, we'll leave it at that. So again, let's just review and let's conclude. There is an iser of yichud that is possibly min haTorah. We answered what does remez exactly mean. So it's either midaraisa, midarabanan, or midivrei kabbalah. Divrei kabbalah can be interpreted as mamish daraisa, according to what the Rambam says, or maybe not. Maybe it's on a level that's close to a daraisa, but not exactly a daraisa in itself. We then saw the important two heterim of Bala Be'ir, number one, and the second heter of Pesach Pesurach Lerushos Harabim. We limited Bala Be'ir to be Mamish Be'ir, that there's a possibility that he actually can and will come home at some point. And then we said also Pesach Pesurach Lerushos Harabim, according to Rav Moshe, maybe it doesn't apply to Liba Gaspah, but certainly it would have to be actually open. People are actually going to come in, something along those lines. We spoke about what the heter exactly is as far as the age, persons old, 3, 9, things of that nature. Are we machmir like Rashi? So we said probably not, that this is a actual heter and not something that you should try to be machmir on yourself. Although Rav Shechta thought that that's the reading of the Aruch HaShulchan, Chachmas Adam. We saw the concept of Liba Gaspo, that it would apply. I question today what Liba Gaspo is. I think it applies in many, many cases because there's always the potential, we have more open relationships with talking to women and seeing women that they probably didn't have in yesteryear. That's very important. We saw with Moshe different possibilities with driving, how exactly Pesach Pesach Lurish HaSarabim would apply. Certainly on country roads you could have much, much more of a problem. It was strangely enough, Rav Moshe has the same tshuva where he discusses picking up a woman in the country who's not Jewish, is this case, because if you don't pick her up, her husband owns the tow truck company in Monticello. He's going to say the Jews, they're so disgusting, they don't pick me up. He said that there would be a heter in that case. Again, driving, again, people, potentially more could see, not just the stomp. Okay, fine. Tomorrow we'll do a number of very, I think, enjoyable tshuvas that relate to this question. Mamish halacha l'maisa, some somewhat crazy and somewhat very practical shilohs that come up a lot in the world of yichud.